Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me again this week on the SOS podcast. I'm your host, Carl. I hope you're all doing well. I also hope that you're enjoying this Independence weekend. For me, I can tell you, whenever the 4th of July comes around or any discussions about liberty and freedom, I don't necessarily think about the liberties and the freedoms that exist in this country, but it makes me focus on what we get in Christ. Because man can give us a liberty of some type. Man can give us a freedom of some type. But Jesus gives us complete freedom, complete liberty from the power of sin and death, something that comes with eternity, something that is whole, finished. There's nothing lacking in the freedom that we receive from Jesus Christ. I don't know if you've read the first Psalm anytime recently, but there is a part of this that speaks to that freedom. And I want to talk about that today. This may not be very long, but I think it's important, especially now with everything going on in the world. And as we daily get closer to the return of Jesus Christ, I think it's important to think about. So Psalm 1 says, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the ways of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction." I can tell you that when I first got saved, there were some things that clearly God freed me from right away. Now, some of them I stepped back into years later, but there was a moment there of liberty where God showed me that I no longer had to be shackled to those sinful ways, to those patterns of behavior that really didn't help me at all. They just served to distract me from God and lead to my destruction. There was this instant realization of what was truth, what was false, what was going to bring me life, and what was going to bring me death. But there also was this battle inside of me because all of a sudden now, because I had these rules that I had to follow. And that's how I felt. I felt a little constricted, almost like the opposite of freedom. Who the sun sets free is free indeed. That's what we're told. Yet all of a sudden now, I've got all these parameters within which I've got to live. I've got all these rules that I have to follow. I have to be this way. I can't be that way. I should do this. I shouldn't do that. And I started to think that maybe this wasn't freedom. Because what I saw in other people, in the people of the world, was that they were free to do as they wanted. And I was confined. I had rules to follow. But you see, I had things twisted around in my thinking. My reasoning told me that freedom is when a man is able to do as he pleases. But God's definition of freedom is different. Freedom, in God's eyes, is when a man is pleased when he's doing for the Lord. There's a difference there. Instead of chasing after what I want, my desires, my ideas, my design, I'm chasing after him. And in verse 2 of Psalm 1, it says, "But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night." The blessed one is that person. The blessed one is the one who's not fighting against what God commands and what he holds as good and righteous and holy. The blessed one is the one who actually delights in that. The one who meditates on the things of God. So the one who's actually concentrating on it, thinking about it, making sure that it's in the forefront of his mind. And so the idea that to stay within the lines and to follow these rules doesn't give us freedom, well, it's just false. Because actually, the freedom that God wants for us is the freedom from all of those things inside of us that would tell us to take the wrong way. We want to be free from that, free from our own imaginations, right? To bask in his and what he has for us instead of what I think would be great to come down the pike in my life. I want to be focused on the things that he thinks would be great in my life. Instead of thinking about what I want to do, it's focusing on what he wants me to do. Instead of focusing on what I think would be best, it's focusing on what he knows would be best. So the freedom that God's talking about here, this liberty, is not about just being able to do what I want. It's being able to do what he wants. Because my desires which come from my flesh, that is bondage. That is what brings the trap. That is what brings imprisonment. But his desires that flow from the Spirit, following his plan, that brings eternal freedom and liberty. Now that is what sets you free. And I struggled for some time. You know, you're saved for years and you wonder why things that seem simple are difficult to grasp or put into practice or really appreciate or agree with, whatever the case is. It really is a battle between the Spirit and the flesh. It's also a battle between letting go of our kind of understanding and asking God to instill in us his wisdom and to yield to that, to really say, okay, God, obviously with my way of thinking, this doesn't make sense to me. So what's your way of thinking? How should this make sense to me? It's the idea that liberty in God means that we cling to him dearly and we are totally focused on him. We're concentrating on him. We're looking to stay within his ways. Freedom within the parameters of God is not confining at all. You want to know why? Because it gives us life. It's that simple. Anything else we try to cling to as our source, as our motivation, as our end game, as our focus, those things do not bring true life. They don't bring eternity. God does. That's freedom. This week's song inspiration is The Old Rugged Cross. There is a line in that song that says, "To the old rugged cross, I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear." I think that's a pretty wild line to utter. And, you know, when you utter it sincerely, when you really mean it, to be able to say to God, you know, there's persecution that's going to come with following your son, and I take it up gladly. That is not, I mean, they could put me literally in prison, and that doesn't affect my freedom in you, my liberty in Christ. If anything, I might feel even more free. Why? Because I'm actually no longer living as myself, but I'm living as him. I'm suffering through what he suffered through. I'm sharing in that. Scripture tells us to share in the sufferings of Christ. That is liberating. That is freeing. Really, anything that takes us from living in the body, in the flesh, to living more and more in the Spirit, that is liberating. That is the freedom that we are to experience here in this world, that we would be able to live in the Spirit, living in us, that the flesh would slowly die more and more, and the Spirit would be built to live in us more and more, to grow stronger and stronger, and that that weak flesh would be less and less of an influence in our lives until it's just ignored completely, until we are just walking in the Spirit. And that would be an incredible freedom, an incredible liberty to experience. And yes, it comes with persecution. It comes with all kinds of things we probably would not wish upon ourselves. But I'll tell you what, when we're walking in the Spirit, when we're truly free, when we're truly liberated, when we're walking within those parameters God has set for us, it doesn't matter what comes our way. It doesn't matter how the world tries to imprison us in certain ways. We're always going to be free. And we might even feel more free because we know we're walking where God wants us to walk. Father, thank you, Lord, that you have a way. You have a plan. You have a purpose for all of us. Father, please correct our thinking that we would not think that walking in that plan is confining or is any kind of prison, but that we would know and recognize that taking the steps that you have set before us, God, is actually freeing and liberating because it brings life. It brings spiritual freedom from this world, Father. It brings a transformation, Father, that frees us from the flesh God that tries to imprison us, that tries to work for our bad. Father, thank you, God, that your spirit works for our good and that you lay out instruction for us, that you lay out these parameters that we can stay within them, Father, in your love, in your grace, in your favor, that we can walk lives that are blessed, Father, for your purposes. Thank you, God, that you sent your Son and that we get to share in his sufferings, Father. Thank you, God, for the freedom we experience through that. We love you, Lord, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless.
Soul, soul, ow, ow, soul.